Maintenance Expo. See trends in home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners, along with sustainable living experts. You'll see live demonstrations, too. It happens Saturday, March 1st, Sunday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tickets are at the door. They're just $10. WRJN will be there, too, featuring some live broadcast and saying hi. And get more information from the link at WRJN.com that leads to the Racine County I pages right there, WRJN.com. All right. One quick thing here. If you want to go to the beach every day, let's say you said, I love the beach. How can I go to a different beach every day? Well, in Australia, they have over 10,000 beaches. So you can visit a new beach every day for 27 years. How does that sound? 7 o'clock on the Naga now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet is meeting right now to vote on this week's ceasefire and hostage release agreement with Hamas. The BBC's Mark Lowen is in Tel Aviv.
They would be released on a weekly basis. The first releases would come on Sunday when the ceasefire deal comes into place, with three Israeli hostages released. In exchange for them, hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, possibly as many as 1,000, would be released from Israeli jails.
As per terms of the deal, two Americans would be among the first round of hostages released beginning Sunday. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether a ban on TikTok can begin Sunday if its Chinese owner doesn't sell the app. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey's among senators against a ban. He says it serves important purposes.
TikTok provides vital community support and creates a space to share their stories, especially during the emergency.
Sources tell CBS News President Biden will not enforce the ban if it does take effect. With just 10 days left in his term, Mr. Biden announced new clemencies this morning. Correspondent Steve Kathan.
President Biden is commuting the sentences of nearly 2,500 people convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. The action announced this morning gives Biden the presidential record for most individual pardons and commutations. In a statement, he says he's looking to undo, quote, disproportionately long sentences compared to the sentences they would receive today under current law.
Slower winds are providing an assist for crews fighting the Southern California wildfires, and there are new risks to deal with. Stephen Edwards' home in Pacific Palisades was split in two by a landslide created by all the water they've been using to douse the flames.
It's a 1-2 punch, and it was so magical, that place. So we're really just sad about it.
The death toll from the fires is up to 27, 31 people still missing. A polar vortex is on its way to the U.S. from Siberia. Frigid air will stretch all the way from the northern part of the country as far south as the Gulf Coast. Spokesman Matt Brockman says the show will go on for the rodeo in Fort Worth this weekend.
We're ready regardless of what Mother Nature brings us. And we know what we need to do at times when those temps drop down around freezing. And so layer up, everything's in place here.
Wind chills are expected to be in the single digits in Washington, D.C. for Monday's presidential inauguration. Safest airlines to fly these days? AirlineRatings.com says Air New Zealand is number one, followed by Qantas, Cathay Pacific, Virgin and Etihad, Delta, Vietnam and United at the bottom of the list. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The person charged in a New Year's Eve bar shooting in Racine back in 2023 has been found not guilty. 23-year-old Abdullah Rashada was found not guilty of first-degree intentional homicide in the shooting death of Billy Petty at Reruns Lounge. The jury deliberated for about 4 hours before reaching their verdict yesterday. Rashada's attorney argued that the case was one of self-defense. Racine is remembering Bob Uecker. The legendary Milwaukee Brewers announcer known as Mr. Baseball passed away yesterday at 90, leaving a lasting impact on Wisconsin and beyond. Uecker's connection to Racine ran deep. As a boater and fisherman, for years he was frequently seen at Skipper Bud's. For 17 years, Reef Point Marina hosted the Bob Uecker Great Lakes Invitational. That event raised thousands for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. There's no information out yet about a Uecker memorial. There is no longer a Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. As of January 1st, it's the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office. Since 1836, it was known as the former, with the latter coming into play this year. The law enforcement agency serving Kenosha County rebranded in an effort, according to a statement, to modernize operations and align with contemporary law enforcement practices. Racine County has had an office, not a department, for years. The name change isn't expected to impact law enforcement operations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Is Jordan Love the one? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference and was asked after 2 years, does he think that quarterback Jordan Love will someday lead the team to a Super Bowl?
I've talked many times about how even keel he is, and I think, you know, his growth, I mean, the way he manages our football team has been pretty impressive.
The Packers have fired defensive line coach Jason Rebovich, the D-line criticized for a lack of quarterback sacks. Baseball tributes to Bob Uecker, who died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker loved talking to players in the clubhouse. I asked Christian Yelich if he could trust Uecker to keep those chats private.
Well, I think he was always on the player's side. You know, I think he always had our back no matter what. And he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you that on a daily basis, whether you're going through a hard time or not, or whatever was going on the field. And, you know, you got the true version of Bob where he could let his guard down.
That's the Brewers Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Breezy and warmer today. It will be partly cloudy with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest, gusting to 35 or better. Tonight, mostly cloudy with big changes. We'll drop to 19 tomorrow, sunny 22 by Sunday. Breezy, partly cloudy with a high of only 5 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
I got my girlfriend corrective eye surgery for Christmas, and then she dumped me. I took a correspondence course in mime. They sent me 6 blank tapes. I saw a sign that said help wanted, so I ran in and said, what's wrong? I'm going to sign an endorsement deal with Nike. They're going to give me a whole bunch of money. All I have to do is promise never to wear any of their stuff ever. I haven't had a lot of luck with women lately. Like it's a new problem. Actually, I'm married and my wife is saving up to put me through hell. We've been together 15 years and I haven't even so much as looked at another woman. I'm that discouraged. I saw a sign that said, don't even think about parking here. So I parked there without even thinking about it. I asked my wife if I could borrow some of her sleeping pills, and she said, sure, knock yourself out. The other day, I found a golf ball the size of a hailstone.
Don Rosen in the morning.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Don Rosen.
Beatles, the Beach Boys, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Please help the victims of the devastating fires in California. You'll find an easy way to donate to Convoy of Hope at our website, civicmedia.us. You know, I was watching last night at ABC World News. They were talking to a woman. Everything she had with her was donated. Her clothing, the purse, the shoes, everything had to be donated. She says, I lost everything. I ran out of the house. It was on fire. Everything she owned, even the purse she was carrying, had to be donated. So that's why we're asking you to help the victims of the devastating fires in California. Again, you could donate to Convoy of Hope at our website, civicmedia.us. And we thank you for it. Hey, did you know last year, remember Fruit Stripe gum? Remember that? As a kid, I always had that. Did you know last year the makers of Fruit Stripe gum announced they're discontinuing it after a 55-year run? That's the gum with the colorful zebra print stripes on it. Now people are trying to sell it for crazy prices on eBay. Really? You're going to spend, $100 for a pack of gum on eBay? What are you going to do with it, huh? All right, well, I think I've made crazier purchases than that in my lifetime. Who am I to question that? 100 pounds of clay is Gene McDaniels. Local news, timeless hits. Only here at WRJN 99.9 FM and 1400 AM.
He took 100 pounds of clay. And then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today. Because I know what's missing.
And timeless hits at WRJN. It's 7:14 on a Friday morning. I was like Fridays. I can sleep late tomorrow. I love it. Hey, we just learned about the first travel ad meant exclusive for aliens. It was beamed out by Lexington, Kentucky. The city's tourism board is behind it. They're asking aliens to visit Lexington, Kentucky first. All right. Downtown Racine Corporation didn't do it first. Asking aliens to come visit downtown Racine, all right? Hey, you've been waiting for the details on how to win Herman's Hermits and Association tickets. Here's the deal. Dan Marcus had a great conversation with Peter Noon, one of Herman's Hermits. And next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, he'll play back a segment each day at about 10:45. Remember what you heard, because later in the day, at about 3:45-ish, Kurt Bowman will ask you about the topic of the earlier interview. First person to call in and recall the highlights will win tickets. Details and rules are available online at WRJN.com. I believe that's the first time we're telling you how you can win those tickets. Herman's Hermits and the Association, yeah. There's a kind of hush. Here's Herman.
There's a kind of hush. There's nobody.
Kind of Hush, Herman's Hermits, local news, timeless hits. Don't forget next week with Dan Marcus and Kurt Ballman. You can win Herman's Hermits Association tickets right here at WRJN. All right. Social media is talking about the things that are immediate red flags if people see them in someone's home. Here are some of the ones they came up with. Pets that are not being cared for properly, like a litter box that hasn't been cleaned in, like, forever. No hand soap in the bathroom. Not having hand towels, or at least not having clean ones. Trash piled up beyond the trash can. Hoarding. Most people seem fine with a little bit of clutter and a sink with dirty dishes, but it shouldn't be gross. And, of course, a dead body hidden in the closet. I added that last one in there, but that probably should be a red flag. It's 718 at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Malcolm in the Middle is putting the band back together. The crazy popular show that premiered in 2000 is ready for a reboot. Bryan Cranston and Jane Kaczmarek will return, as well as series creator and head writer Linwood Boomer. Frankie Muniz also returns as Malcolm, who is now almost 40. During the show's 151-episode run, it pulled 33 Emmy nominations. Disney announced they will make 4 episodes to start. In Oh My Gosh, it's been a few weeks since Taylor Swift has made news. She is being a supportive girlfriend. Travis Kelce has decided to continue his NFL career despite falling stat lines, and Taylor Swift says she fully supports his decision. That's the story. It's not much, folks, but a little Taylor Swift news is less depressing than other news happening around the world. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Valentine's Day is just 4 weeks away. Make it a moment to remember with a timeless gift from Von Hassel Jewelers. Whether it's a sparkling diamond for your true love or a beautifully crafted piece to show you care, they have the perfect expression of your affection. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
days are short and the nights are long.
California's Sun, 725. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Hey, got a new report. They predicted the world will see its first trillionaire in the next 10 years. Now, do you know what $1 trillion is? All right, I'm going to put that into perspective for you here. Here you go. 1 million $1 bills stacked up would be 358 feet high. $1 billion stacked up would be 68 miles high. That's right above the edge, near the edge of space. At $1 trillion, it would be just under 6,800 miles high, a third of the distance to the moon. That's if you had $1 trillion in $1 bills, of course, right? Okay. Hey, it's time for Paul Harvey now. Here he is.
Now, the rest of the story. It was the most powerful earthquake ever recorded on that continent, one of the most violent and prolonged in human memory. The first shock struck at 2 o'clock in the morning of December 16. As the land heaved, there was a sound as a distant thunder. Eerie lightning-like flashes burst into the black sky. Dense sulfurous vapor rising from the earth smothered the dawn, plunging the day into impenetrable night, and the shock waves rolled on. When the infernal mist lifted, it revealed a hellscape theretofore unimaginable. For hundreds of miles around, the earth roared and rolled in great waves like a breeze-swept wheat field. Huge forests crashed to the ground. Great fissures yawned before those who would flee, making chasms so broad no horse could jump them. Nearby waters reversed their currents, then surged forward again in mountainous tidal waves. Boats were swallowed. Entire islands disappeared. New islands emerged. Inland, gigantic lakes vanished as their beds rose into the air, and thousands of acres of dry wasteland became swampland in seconds. All day, the earth vomited sand and white quartz, leaving spectral white mountains in the wake. Rivers changed their courses as topography in all directions was transformed beyond recognition. The quake was felt over 1,000 miles away, where clocks stopped and church bells tolled and windows rattled and chimneys toppled. And the awesome event had only begun. For more than a year afterward, earthquakes continued in the region. And then state-of-the-art seismographs registered 1,874 shocks during the first 3 months alone. 8 of those shocks were classified as violent. 3 of them would have produced, listen to this, 8 to 10 on the Richter scale. But this was more than a century before there was a Richter scale. For the 3 successive super earthquakes, which I have just described, occurred occurred December 16, 1811, and the following January 23, and the following February 7. Had they happened today where they happened then, the result would have been an unimaginable Holocaust. And yet, because there were so few in the region in those days, this nation soon forgot the most spectacular, seismic occurrence in all American history. San Francisco? Oh, no. No, these quakes were far greater than the San Francisco shockwaves of 1906. The earthquakes of which you've just learned stopped clocks in Charleston, South Carolina, and set church bells tolling in Richmond, Virginia, and rattled windows in Washington, D.C., and toppled chimneys in Cincinnati, Ohio. They were felt over millions of square miles, awakened people as far away as Boston and Quebec City. They turned their epicenter inside out and turned the Mississippi River into a raging sea. And they began, these quakes. They originated only a few miles from what is now St. Louis, Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri. And now you know the rest of the story.
Wow, there's something I never heard. It's Paul Harvey and the rest of the story this afternoon once again with Dan Marcus at 12:05. So it's 7:25 and 12:05 every day to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It's exactly 7:30 now. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A collision between a pickup truck and a semi-trailer led to a death in Kenosha County yesterday. It happened at the intersection of Highway N and MB and claimed the life of a 70-year-old man. Investigators say a northbound semi failed to stop at a stop sign and collided with a westbound pickup truck. The truck ended up trapped under the rig. It took Kenosha County first responders about 6 hours to get that intersection back open. If you were around the Racine Zoo yesterday, you might have seen something strange. The Milwaukee Fire Department's heavy urban rescue team was called to help at the zoo for a procedure involving a giraffe. What that procedure was isn't yet known. That specialized rescue team has unique lifting equipment. And new reps are needed in Racine County. Those two open seats on the Racine County Board are vacant due to a couple of reasons. Tom Roanhouse resigned to become interim county executive following the death of Jonathan Delagrave. He was in the 18th, which covers parts of Waterford, Dover, and Richmond. Jason Ekman resigned from the 14th, which is a Sturtevant/Mount Pleasant seat. People in those districts wanting to perform a civic duty can apply to the county board by January 31st. The terms run through next April. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, some big news yesterday for Wisconsin dairy producers. Federal milk marketing orders have been accepted. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and that included the federal milk marketing order announcement by USDA. Dairy farmers, their processors across the United States cast a vote whether to keep federal milk marketing orders or let them go. Well, they're in place. There's a lot of detail that dairy producers and their processors are going to have to work through. That's not the only news influencing dairy these days. Colin Artema is a senior broker with Everag in Chicago, and he says, keep an eye on what's happening with the cyclical movement of cheese and what new processing is coming on board.
Look at the demand factors that are coming up. You got Super Bowl, you got Easter. Make sure to look at the new capacity, like what's going on around the United States, how's California doing. Those are kind of the main factors right now. Certainly keep an eye on the GDT with what's going on with New Zealand and China. Just keep up to date with the milk markets, because it certainly is going to get interesting these next couple months.
Colin Artema, one of the broker analysts with Everag, reminding us about a few of the potential ups that dairy could be looking at aside from the federal milk marketing order reform that's been accepted. Did the markets react? Well, we'll take a look at the numbers next.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Alrighty, yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a nickel to 189. 40-pound block cheese up 6¾ to 189. Double A butter, that was down 3¼ cents, 253.5. The February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese was up 14 cents at 20.06. March up 21 at 19.88 a hundredweight. Just a quick market snapshot on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Breezy and warmer today. It will be partly cloudy with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest, gusting to 35 or better. Tonight, mostly cloudy with big changes. We'll drop to 19 tomorrow, sunny 22 by Sunday. Breezy, partly cloudy with a high of only 5 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Did I go to the doctor the other day? Like, they make you fill out those stupid forms, right? They're like, who should we notify in case of an emergency? I'm like, how about the doctor? How about that? He goes, you got a big family? I'm like, my dad's kind of fat. Where's this going? He actually asked me this one time on a forum. It goes, what year did you start high school? I'm like, freshman year. Who starts as a senior? Then he always asks you for a closest living relative. I'm like, from here or my house? I put 4 miles. Yeah. Then he goes, anything running your family? I'm like, divorce and bad decisions. Yeah. You can throw broken dreams in there too, Doc.
Okay, it's Friday, 7:36 at WRJN. We're talking movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Don.
We got a ton of stuff to get to. Let's get to it because I want to get everything in, and we're going to have a hard time doing that. Let's talk about the new releases, and some of these new releases are getting rave reviews, and the first one is...
That's right. The first one is Wolfman. Universal Pictures and Blumhouse are bringing a chilling new nightmare to us. This one, a family is at a remote farmhouse. They're attacked by this animal. The father gets bitten, and everything seems to be normal. But as the night stretches on, he begins to transform into something unrecognizable. That is the horror movie Wolfman, and it is likely to be the number one movie at the box office this weekend.
Yeah. It's getting great buzz on that Rotten Tomatoes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the next movie is One of Them Days. It's an R-rated comedy. They're best friends and roommates, and they are having one of them days. They discover that one of their boyfriends has spent their rent money, and the duo finds themselves going to extremes in a comic race against the clock to avoid eviction and keep their friendship intact. This one also doing very well on Rotten Tomatoes, a 96% critics rating, a 93% audience rating. So this one's doing very, very well in terms of critical acclaim.
Now, when did Rotten Tomatoes overtake Siskel and Ebert? Because you never used to talk, when Siskel and Ebert were around giving reviews, nobody ever heard of Rotten Tomatoes, but now I guess they're the go-to opinion maker, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's an easy way to get a collective of what everyone's thinking and amass it very quickly. Obviously, when Siskel and Ebert were around, we didn't have the internet, or for a long part of it, we didn't have the internet. So it's a great way, frankly. I mean, the critics that I saw on there, you know, I know who has certain temperaments and who has who leans certain ways. So it's actually a really good way to kind of look and see if the movie you're looking to see is one for you.
And let's talk about our segment, The Bringbacks. These are films that are coming back into theaters. And let's talk about your bringback this week.
Yeah, The Bringback. There are a few bringbacks, but one of the most notable is Anora, and it's playing this weekend. It's likely going to have an Oscar nomination for Best Picture. We've talked about it before. It is a great movie. If you haven't seen it, if you're a cinephile, if you like award season, go see this one because it's going to be the running. It's a modern-day Cinderella story. This woman is a sex worker in New York. She meets this Russian billionaire's son. They impulsively get married. However, when the family finds out about it back in Russia, they send their henchmen to try to annul their marriage, which sets off this wild comedic exchange, and the rest of the movie is set up from there. So, Anora, I'd really recommend it. It's likely going to be nominated for Best Picture.
And the sad news we received yesterday, Bob Uecker passed away at the age of 90. Mr. Baseball, I mean, he is Mr. Milwaukee Baseball. That is Mr. Milwaukee Baseball. And he did a lot of funny appearances on Johnny Carson, had a TV show, I think Mr. Belvedere. But he'll be known in Milwaukee for the movie Major League, which is not about Milwaukee, but they filmed it at the Old County Stadium with Charlie Sheen. And Bob Uecker, a huge part of that movie.
That's right. I think everyone in Milwaukee has a soft spot for Major League. Bob Uecker's performance was tremendous in that. He had so many ringers in there as a radio announcer. And for all my life, Bob Uecker has been the radio announcer for the Brewers. So in tribute to Bob and his great life, we're actually bringing back Major League next Friday, starting January 24th. We're bringing it back for a week. Tickets are only $5.40 because Bob Uecker spent 54 years as the Brewers announcer. And a portion of the ticket price will go to the Milwaukee Brewers Foundation in memory of Bob. So this is a way we can celebrate his life.
That's fabulous that you're doing that. I love that idea. You know, my favorite Bob Uecker commercial was the Miller Lite when the ushers, he's sitting in his seat, which he shouldn't be in, and the ushers can kick him out of his seat. He said, well, I must be front row. And next scene, he's way up in top.
That's right. I mean, you look at everything, and now they call those seats the Uecker seats. Everything about it was, whether you see it at the theater or just see it somewhere else, I mean, go take a look at Major League. It's comedic genius, and everything this guy did really put a smile to your face. Just a great gentleman, and he was a gem to have here in our local state, here in Milwaukee.
And whenever I'm walking down the seats, I always use that line, oh, I must be front row. It's funny how things stick with you. And by the way, I was watching ABC World News last night. They showed a clip from Major League with Bob Uecker, and I freeze framed it and took a picture of it because sitting behind Bob Uecker, right to the right, was our chief engineer, Gene Butterfield. He played the engineer in that film for Bob Uecker. So every time Bob Uecker was broadcasting a game, you would see Gene Butterfield, our chief engineer there, playing himself unconvincingly. He was good. All right, we're going to miss Bob Uecker. He was just a part of Milwaukee and baseball, and that's great. So it's $5.40 to commemorate the fact that he was in the voice of the Brewers for 54 years. Who came up with that idea, by the way? Was it you?
It wasn't me. We had a team come up with this, but our film team worked tremendously and worked quickly just to put out something that would be a tribute to Bob. And let me tell you, I'm going to be going to see it. I've seen it probably 50-plus times, but I think it'll be a good time to go to the theater and celebrate Bob by watching on the big screen.
Charlie Sheen is Wild Thing.
That's right.
Okay, Academy Award Oscar news. All right, now this, it's going to be a little strange this year because of the fires out in California. People have their minds on other things out there, like getting their lives back together again. So what's the latest with this?
Well, due to the Los Angeles wildfires, the Oscar nominations have been moved back to Thursday. So next Thursday, January 23rd, they'll announce the nominations if that goes on as planned. These were originally scheduled for today, so they originally got pushed back 2 days, and then they got pushed back almost a full week. So the nominations will be about a week later. They'll be next Thursday, January 23rd. As of right now, the ceremony is still on for March 2nd, so we're still looking forward to a regular Oscar ceremony for the Academy Awards on March second. So I'm looking forward to the nominations, and you can expect to see a lot more bringbacks and a lot more action. And in fact, Marcus Theaters will have our Best Picture Showcase and our Best Picture Marathons with most of the Best Picture nominees. So go look out for that in about a week.
I hope I heard of some of these movies. I know Wicked will probably be nominated, but I just hope I heard of a lot of them. I will tell you something. When the movie Nomadland won the Academy Award for Best Picture, I said, I never heard of that movie. What's with that movie? It turns out it's one of my favorite movies ever. My wife and I watched it about 3 or 4 times. That's how much we loved it. So you never know. If it wins, it won for a reason. And even because you never heard of it, you should check it out. All right, let's talk about the tickets on sale now segment.
Yeah, well, there's a couple things going on for tickets on sale now. But, Don, actually, this is a surprise. I'm going to have to hold it to the end of the program because I can't reveal it until just before 8 o'clock. Let's save that. We've got a special tickets on sale announcement. We'll announce it just before we get off the air.
So we are going to be the first place it's announced.
Well, likely the first place they'll hear about it, yes.
In the entire world.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but we'll be the first place locally, yes.
Okay, coming up in a moment here, we've got the reboots, remakes, sequels, franchise installments all coming up this year. We got a long list here. We'll get to them in just a moment. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters joining me here at 7:45. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
When you cheer on and celebrate the green and gold, be sure to have O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle on hand. O&H's famous kringle pastry has a delicious filling of cheesehead cream cheese and dark chocolate tundra chunks. It's perfect for your game time gathering and is absolutely delicious. It disappears fast, so you may want to pick up an extra. Show and share your team spirit with O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Something amazing is happening in education. Students are inspired and engaged. That's because school districts consulted with CDW, who designed modern classroom solutions with pre-configured HP devices, making learning more accessible, secure, and immersive. Now when students study topics like elephants, it feels like elephants are there with them. HP and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/hppsg.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Okay, we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and we're going to talk about some of the new, and not some, of many of the new movies coming out this year, and we're going to do it in order of when they're coming out. Let's start with we're going to skip the first one. Because I'll tell you why later. Paddington in Peru. Did you hear about this movie?
That's right. It comes out on Valentine's weekend. It's the third in the Paddington series. You know, it will have a lot to measure up to because the first two Paddingtons were very critically acclaimed and audiences just simply loved them. But we have Paddington in Peru, and it's coming out on Valentine's weekend.
The third movie might have big shoes to fill, considering it says here the second one had a 99% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The Accountant 2 with Ben Affleck. I don't. That was on April 25th. That's coming out. I don't remember the first one. Do you?
Yeah, it's been quite some time, like 10-plus years since we saw The Accountant 1 with Ben Affleck. This one is coming out from Amazon MGM. They are very excited about this movie. The first one was a great kind of movie thriller, so I think this one will be good as well.
Okay, we've got Thunderbolts coming out May 2nd. Do you know what this one is?
Yeah, this is another Marvel movie, and this time they amass some characters that we've seen before, we know from the Marvel Universe, but haven't necessarily been the top star. One of them has been Bucky, who's been in the Captain America series. The other was the character played by David Harbour, who's been in the movies. So Thunderbolts, it's a Marvel movie. It's Thunderbolts with an asterisk on the end. And all of us can't quite figure out why Disney has that asterisk there.
Oh, yeah, it is. You're right.
That probably means there is something more to this story, and let's figure it out. I don't know. They won't tell me, but I'm intrigued by Thunderbolts with an asterisk.
Yeah, I noticed it there. There is an asterisk there. I am so far out of the loop on these Marvel movies. All right, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, which anytime they put the word final in a movie, you know it's not final.
Until the next time.
That's right.
So Mission Impossible, though, if this is Tom Cruise's final time out, man, as he had a good run with the Mission Impossible movies, my guess is you'll see stunts from Tom that are just amazing. When you look at what he's done, I mean, he's hung on the back of cargo planes. He's taught himself to fly helicopters. He's done massive base jumps off cliffs with motorcycles. I mean, these are all things that Tom is doing, and I think this one, he's going to try to go out with some of the most amazing stunts. So I'm really looking forward to this one. If you haven't seen Dead Reckoning Part 1, which was kind of the first installment that was out a couple years ago, it got overshadowed by the fact that it was released about 1 week before Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen the last one, go check it out. It is absolutely amazing. There's some stunts in there that are just breathtaking, and watch that one before we get to this one on Memorial Day weekend.
Watch Tom Cruise put himself through a wood chipper. It's amazing. Okay, here's I remember when the original Karate Kid came out, and now Karate Kid Legends with Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan. They can't bring back Pac Morita because he's no longer with us, but we've got Ralph Macchio back again.
That's right. Well, Cobra Kai has been such a successful series on Netflix, and I think now they're thinking, well, let's put out a movie and let's see what that does on the big screen.
From the world of John Wick, Ballerina. What's this? With Keanu Reeves. What coming out June 6th.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves is going to be in this one. We don't know his involvement or how much he'll be in it. It's kind of a spinoff or side story to the John Wick universe, and it's with Ana de Armas, and she's playing one of the ballerinas slash probably paid for hire contract worker in this one, just like John Wick. So expect a lot of action for this one from Lionsgate, much like you've seen in the regular John Wick series.
Everybody on Facebook's talking about this next one coming out June 20th, 28 years later.
Yeah, kind of that zombie movie.
Yeah.
Last one was 28 days later. This is 28 years later.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It does say 28 years later. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, the first one was 28 days, and this one is 28 years. So we'll see. It's a sequel, technically. Years and years after the release of the first one, which just terrified people. So it should be a great zombie movie. So we'll see how that goes.
A week later, June 27th, Megan 2.0.
This robotic film a couple years ago about a robotic doll with AI that went bad. Of course, what could go wrong when that happens? But we've got 2.0 now, another great movie that I think we're going to see people will enjoy. People love Megan, the first one. Megan 2.0 should be a great thriller as well.
July 11th, he's back. He is can leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's James Gunn's Superman.
Yeah, if there's one person that really knows superheroes, it's James Gunn. So I'm really interested to see. We've seen some things that Superman in the last couple of years not do as well. Check out the trailer from this one. It really looks neat. Superman is back, and for the first time, we get to see his dog, Krypton. So that should be neat as well.
Okay, that's coming out July 11th. Let's see here. We've got July 25th, The Fantastic Four First Steps. And this is going to be with Robert Downey Jr. making a return as Dr. Doom, right?
We'll see the Fantastic Four come out. This one is kind of now being put in kind of the Disney and Marvel universe for Fantastic Four. It is scheduled to be one of the big tentpoles of the summer.
Okay. Leslie Nielsen played in the original Naked Gun. He's no longer with us. So the Naked Gun with Liam Neeson is coming out August 1st.
Yeah, we'll see him in a comedic role. The role, this should be fun. I absolutely loved the first ones, so this one will be great as well. Looking well forward to seeing this one.
Okay, we all remember Freaky Friday. How about Freakier Friday with Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis, coming out in, things all screwed up here. August 8th, it looks like. August 8th, yeah.
Yeah, it comes out in August. Should be a good one. Everyone loved the first one. Now we see these characters years and years later, and you know, with them, with these two actresses, a body swap movie is bound to be great to see on screen.
Got a couple of horror movies here. The Conjuring, Last Rites on September 5th, and Saw 11. They're up to 11 on September 26th.
That's right. People can still keep going to see those movies, these puzzle-type movies. Well, you can write them forever because they can always be a different twist on them.
Okay, Tron Ares. Is that how you pronounce it? With Jeff Bridges returning. And Jared Leto. Yeah, he was in the original Tron. That's October 10th.
Yeah, almost been 10 years since he lost. Over 10 years since Tron Legacy. Great visuals in this one. The first one had a soundtrack by the group Daft Punk. This one is the soundtrack by Nine Inch Nails. So it should be really fun to watch.
The Black Phone 2. I don't remember the Black Phone 1, but it's coming out October 17th.
Yeah, this is a terrifying movie with Ethan Hawke that came out in 2021. He's back to play probably another terrifying role in The Black Phone 2.
We all remember when Arnold played in The Running Man with, you know who else was in that movie? Richard Dawson was in that film. Glenn Powell is going to star in The Running Man on November 7th, the remake, right?
That's right. This is the remake. I mean, I love the first one. Little known fact is that Stephen King actually wrote the story for this one as well. So The Running Man, it comes out with Glenn Powell, who's currently probably one of the top, you know, if not the top, one of the top leading men in Hollywood right now.
Was he in the movie Twisters? Was that him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was him.
I know who he is. All right. Finally, a movie I can't wait to see, November 21st, Wicked for Good.
Hey, look at what Wicked is doing right now at the box office. People absolutely love this film. What a great adaptation. And we get Wicked for Good. We're just going to have to wait till the week before Thanksgiving this year. But the wait will be worth it because we'll get to see that.
Yep. Yeah, it's already filmed. It's in the can. It's all done. Now we just have to wait to see it. Zootopia 2 coming out November 26th.
I'm really excited for this one. I love Zootopia 1. And when you look at how big some of these Disney movies have been their second time around, I mean, the top one and two animated pictures of all time happened to be Inside Out 2, which was released this past summer, and The Incredibles 2. So Zootopia 2, expect that one to be huge. That's being released on Thanksgiving weekend this upcoming year.
Another Avatar film coming out December 19th around Christmas, Fire and Ash. I saw the first Avatar, and I kind of liked it. I didn't see any of the other ones, but that first one was pretty good.
Yeah, this is the third one. Now, James Cameron does take his time, but I can assure you, when he puts something out, it looks beautiful on screen. This one's going to look great. And Avatar is one of those movies, even people that don't like 3D go to see it, and I'd recommend go see it on the biggest screen possible and go see this one in 3D because James really has a knack for painting a canvas for this land in Avatar.
Here's another remake coming out Christmas Day. Paul Rudd and Jack Black in Anaconda.
Yeah, the first one had John Voight in it. This one has Paul Rudd and Jack Black. You know, probably a campy type horror thriller here, just like the first one, but should be enjoyed. And I think some people will enjoy bringing, not the young children, but this is kind of a great movie to bring your middle schoolers, your teens, those people. The whole family can kind of enjoy this one besides little kids.
Okay, no release date yet for our next films, but they are coming out next year, this year. Happy Gilmore 2 is the first one. With Adam Sandler. People love that first Happy. Matter of fact, I think his production company is named something like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, and look at, so it came out in 1996, the first one. I think everyone has an appetite for this. It's just taken them quite a bit of time here to put out this one. So we're coming in almost 30 years later. We've got Happy Gilmore 2, but I think people will enjoy it.
Happy Gilmore on Medicare. Okay. The next one is a series my wife and I really enjoy watching, the Knives Out series. We just watched the original Knives Out over and over again. And the second one wasn't released in theaters. I think it was made for Netflix or something like that. But this one's going to theaters. Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery. I cannot wait. That sounds good. That's with James Bond himself.
Pierce Brosnan?
No. The last James Bond, the one who got killed in the last James Bond movie. I can't think of his name all of a sudden. I blacked out on it. Can't believe it. Anyway, he's the star of the movie. Okay, now let's talk about this. We talked about all the sequels out here. Out of the top 20 movies of all time, you say five of them are Marvel movies.
Yeah, it's amazing when you really look at that. Five of the top 20 movies of all time have been Marvel movies. And, you know, we talked about the fact that of the ones you listed, there are so many sequels and remakes that are coming out next year. And one of the reasons is they tend to do well at the box office. Five of the top 20 movies have been Marvel movies. And of those 20 top movies of all time domestically at the box office, believe it or not, only four were originals or firsts.
Right.
So only Avatar, Titanic, Barbie, and the Super Mario Brothers movie. There's five. I counted wrong. So Avatar, Titanic, Barbie, the Super Mario Brothers movie, and The Lion King. So only 25% of the movies in the top 20 are original movies.
Okay, just about 8 o'clock, a few seconds before 8, let's do the big announcement, and here it is.
That's right. We have got a big on-sale day right now. Right now, tickets are going on sale for Captain America, Brave New World. It comes out during Valentine's weekend, February 14th. It's the next movie. It will do very well, as we just talked about how well Marvel movies do at the box office. But get your tickets now to Captain America, Brave New World, and it's coming out this Valentine's Day.
And you heard the first announcement anywhere in the universe right here. I think so.
Well, anyway, we won't go that far, but they should be on sale right now. In fact, it's 8 o'clock at this moment.
Or maybe first time in Racine. How's that?
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Enjoy it. I love talking movies with you every single Friday morning. Hold on the line, Brett. Don't go anywhere there. All right, it's 8 o'clock on the nose now at WRJN. Let's check news. See what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Major movement on a ceasefire deal in the Middle East. Israel's security cabinet is meeting now to consider the agreement signed with Hamas this week. We have team coverage beginning with CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Netanyahu actually put out a statement saying that it will begin on Sunday, when we expect to see the release of three female Israeli hostages to be the first to come out.
In the meantime,